a ride east from Vancouver in the cab of a 20-ton semi-truck with a load of pine logs. Calgary, Alberta, she had no destination, it was just her luck. But when they reached the pass at the highest peak, the road was blocked by fallen trees. So the driver turned his beard to her and said, "Here's a chainsaw. Got some killer fucking work, let's do it. Grab a chainsaw. There's only one way to go, and that's through it. If there's something in your way and things get tough, well, you can whine or scream or howl, or you can grab yourself a fucking chainsaw and cut it out." He was an intern at Walter Reed, assigned to the Department of Oncology. Scrubbed and he was prepped and they were opening on their patient in surgical suite 3. The cancer has metastasized to the liver and the spleen, he cried. And the surgeon turned her mask to him and said, "Here's a scalpel. We got some killer fucking work, let's do it. Grab a scalpel. There's only one way to go, and that's through it. If there's something in your way and things get tough, or you can whine or scream or howl, or you can grab yourself a fucking scalp, cut it out. If you need to put a hole in the wall,
cut it out.
If there's no room in your budget for them all,
cut it out.
Got a new pattern and you're dying, try it.
Cut it out.
If you got too much salt in your diet,
cut it out.
Minor in your major progression,
cut it out.
If you do Dave Coulier impressions,
cut it out.
If there's something that's keeping your life from getting better,
cut it out.
Well, that's what you do. It was the second day of nursery school. They needed paper ducks and a paper pool. So the teacher turned her smile to them and said, "Here's some scissors. We got some killer fucking work, let's do it. Grab some scissors. There's only one way to go, and that's through it. If there's something in your way and things get tough, scream or howl, or you can grab yourself some fucking scissors.